Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a deadline you didn't see coming, a surprise confrontation, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. We all get knocked down sometimes, right? But the real question is, how do we bounce back? How do we build that inner strength, that resilience that helps us weather the storms and come out even stronger on the other side? Today, we're diving into a powerful tool for building resilience. Mindful movement. Think of it this way: our bodies are incredible machines, finely tuned instruments that respond to how we treat them. But when stress hits, we often react in ways that harm ourselves. We tense up, withdraw, or maybe even overeat. Mindful movement flips the script. It's about connecting with your body in a present, intentional way, noticing sensations without judgment, and using movement as a pathway to cultivate calm and strength. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of mindful movement. First off, forget about crushing personal bests or hitting some arbitrary fitness goal. This isn't about pushing yourself to the limit, it's about tuning into your body's wisdom. What feels good? Where do you hold tension? Listen to those whispers and move in ways that feel supportive and nourishing. Second, find movement that truly speaks to you. Yoga. Walking in nature. Dancing in your living room with zero shame? It doesn't matter as long as it gets you moving and feeling connected to yourself. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Explore different activities until you discover what resonates. Third, slow things down. In our fast-paced world, we're constantly bombarded with stimuli, leaving little room for stillness. Mindful movement invites you to savor each moment, noticing the subtle shifts in your body and breath. Focus on the feeling of your feet grounding into the earth, the rhythm of your inhale and exhale, the gentle stretch in your muscles. Fourth, embrace imperfection. You're not going to nail every pose or run a perfect mile. And that's okay. This isn't about achieving some ideal standard, it's about showing up for yourself with kindness and compassion, even when things don't go exactly as planned. Let go of judgment and simply enjoy the process. Finally, remember that mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, and that's perfectly normal. The key is to keep coming back to your practice to cultivate that inner space of calm and strength, one mindful movement at a time. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling the familiar tension creep into your shoulders and jaw. Your mind races with to-do lists and deadlines. But instead of letting frustration take over, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest. Then, you gently roll your shoulders back and forth, releasing some of that tightness. Maybe you even do a little neck stretch, savoring the feeling of relief as your muscles loosen up. In just a few moments, you've shifted from feeling stressed to feeling grounded and centered. That, my friends, is the power of mindful movement, a simple yet profound tool for navigating life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Listen to your body, find movement that feels good, slow things down, embrace imperfection, and keep coming back to your practice. You've got this. Let's recap. We talked about how mindful movement can help us build resilience by connecting with our bodies, releasing tension, finding calm amidst chaos, and cultivating a sense of inner strength. Remember, building resilience isn't just about avoiding challenges, it's about showing up for ourselves even when things get tough. And mindful movement is a powerful tool that can equip you to face whatever life throws your way with grace and determination. So, go out there and move mindfully. Take a walk in nature, do some gentle stretches, or find a yoga class that resonates with you. And don't forget to share your experience. Tag me on social media or I'll leave a comment below. Let's build a community of mindful movers, inspiring each other to live our best lives. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.